give him a chance, is what I say. Yeah, and I don't really know after 3 months of a season to tell what he's like, you know, as a manager. But I mean, I know,
you know, that's what happens these days.
Well, it certainly does at Chelsea. Yeah, I mean, Abramovich, you know, I mean, it seems half the time he should just get on with managing the team himself, you know. Mm. But I think, you know, who knows? It's very early. We've just started to look like we're playing a bit better the last few games, so things are looking a bit up.
How do you think he handles the press and stuff? Do you think he's got the backs up a little bit?
He's very dry, isn't he? But I don't know, all Portuguese people like that, because Mourinho was a bit like that.
Was funny, though. Was he funny with it, though?
I know Mourinho was a bit funnier. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you want a comic as a manager. I don't know if it matters, really.
Obviously, there's a problem with Frank Lampard there. Is he going to be there in next season?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the big question they've been saying is, you know, at the beginning of the season, just ain't enough pace, you know. Teams are playing so fast now. You see Tottenham, and that's half their secret, is they're just so quick. But Lampard, yeah, I can see him becoming very unhappy because he likes to play every game, and there's something about him. The more he plays, you know, he's like an engine. And if he starts to get a bit rusty if he doesn't play every game. I mean, I hope he plays for longer, but, you know, I'm not the manager. You know, if you've cost 50 million quid, I suppose you would be a bit nervous. But, you know, from the very beginning, you know, when Ancelotti was there, and we were playing Liverpool in the first game that we had Torres, and he played him from the beginning and then took him off. And that, from that moment on, seems to have just really crushed.
Confidence.
His confidence is gone. Yeah. And he just hasn't come back. But I know he's going to go to another team and play brilliantly, bound to, which is going to be really annoying. One step beyond. For some peculiar reason, I don't know who decides. It's not just if Chelsea win, but if they win a game that they're not supposed to win, they play one step beyond, and it happens sort of four or five times a season. It's very odd. It's just like a sort of natural phenomenon.
What was the connection as a kid to Chelsea, and who was the player you thought, well, that is my team, that's my player?
Well, no, similar for me. Not quite George Best, but I was living in Fulham from sort of 1967 to 69, and it was the team of Osgood and Hudson and Charlie Cook, Ron Harris, Webb, Hollins, Peter Benetti, you know, it was just a team of, I don't know, characters and stars and
on muddy pitches.
Real characters, yeah. I mean, funny enough, I watched that, you know, they played the cup final in 70 against Leeds, and it's one of the dirtiest games you've ever seen.
Favourite football chant?
You're going home in an effing ambulance.
Is that a threat?
No.